So we got this sense of this forthright man, this man very much in his groove, in his stride. This is the 11th budget that he's delivered. And so this music gives us a sense of stability, at the same time of upward growth, Costas. So there's a lovely sense of upward moving melody there, very much in line with what Gordon Brown wants us to feel. The country's doing terribly well. Employment is up, unemployment is down, profits are up. Everyone's doing terribly well. Thank you very much indeed.
And there was even a joke against himself there about the Stalinist line that we'd heard earlier in the week. So is this also a moment of sort of lightheartedness, maybe?
Perhaps a moment of lightheartedness, but maybe just with a kind of slight grind, Costas, of a Soviet tank underneath. Can you find us that? Find in the substance of the budget, of course, some rather turgid detail. Find us some turgid detail, if you will. So, a flourish in the plot as our hero parries a blow from the villains, the Tories, neatly skewering their plans for transferable tax allowances between married couples. Let's have some dastardly music.
Unmistakable sound of the Conservatives' tax allowance plans.
I think it probably is. They're all sniggering like a bunch of mutleys in their blue clothes. Well, now we're building for the scarcely waited for finale, where basically he throws one final huge googly at the opposition, something David Cameron could never have expected was coming. He said, "We will make no rises in income tax. Indeed, to reward work, to ensure working families are better off and to make the tax system fairer, I will, from next April, cut the basic rate of income tax from 22p to 20p, the lowest basic rate for 75 years. I commend this budget to the House."
Conductor Charles Hazelwood and Costas Fotopoulos with his live improvisation, Brown's budget finale in E major.